listening to the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. Welcome to the second episode in this week-long series all about academic coaching. In today's episode, we're going to be comparing academic coaching with tutoring so that you can make a decision about which is the right approach for your child. Yesterday, we talked about what academic coaching is, so if you missed that, please go back to the previous episode and listen to it there. Then over the next 3 days, from tomorrow, I'll be sharing with you interviews with the three academic coaches on my team, Helen, Carolyn and Kirti. So keep an eye out for those so you can get to know the people who work one-to-one with our clients. You can find all the links and text versions of all these episodes at lifemoreextraordinary.com/academic-coaching. That's lifemoreextraordinary.com/academic-coaching, and you'll find that link in the show notes. On that page, you can also download our brochure, which gives you everything you need to know about academic coaching to help you decide if you'd like to work with us in this way. And it also lets you know the next steps if you'd like to explore it further. Okay, let's get on with today's episode. So today we're talking about the differences between academic coaching and tutoring and having a think about which your child actually needs. So what I've found is that private tutoring is so pervasive in the UK. Yesterday I shared with you the stat that 25% of GCSE students have a private tutor. So everybody knows what tutoring is, but academic coaching is little known in the UK. And this means that many parents, when something isn't quite going as they would like it to with their children's education, will automatically look for a tutor. I even heard once of a mum whose child was in the early stages of secondary school who was actively saving up for tutoring when their child was in the GCSE years without even knowing yet whether that would be necessary. Tutoring has really taken on a life of its own, you know, is so well known. So in this post, I'm going to lay out the differences between a private tutor and an academic coach, just to make sure you're making the right choice for your child. Because if you don't know about academic coaching as an option, then it's not something that you will consider, even if it would be the right approach for your child. So we'll start with discussing the difference between a tutor and an academic coach. So yesterday I shared with you my definition of what an academic coach does, and I'll share that again right now. So an academic coach helps students to develop to their full potential. They are responsible for preparing students for exam success by instructing them in study skills, developing a positive mindset, providing encouragement, unlocking their motivation, analysing their performances in assignments, coursework, tests and exams, and helping them to develop a deep understanding of how they learn best. An academic coach also supports a student with life challenges that affect their academic performance. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, you can go back to yesterday's episode and you'll find a link to that on the page lifemoreextraordinary.com/academic-coaching. So this is my definition of a private tutor, just to compare it to that definition of academic coaching. So a private tutor is a subject specialist who has teaching or tutoring qualifications and experience, who supports your child one-to-one in developing the knowledge, understanding and skills to pass an exam in a specific academic subject. So really, if I was going to give you a shorthand to compare the two, an academic coach deals with study skills, mindset, and just the kind of the toolkit that you need to succeed academically, whereas a private tutor deals with the specific subject content. So they teach the information in a specific subject. Some tutors may provide assistance with things like revision planning, but the majority of their time and expertise will be focused on helping their tutee with their subject specialism. So which does your child need, a tutor or an academic coach? Well, a private tutor could be right for your child if there are one or two particular subjects that your child is struggling with, or perhaps just a topic area within a subject. If that's the case and they're fulfilling their potential in all other subjects, then a private tutor could be the right solution for you. So, you know, you might just find that there's one topic area in maths that you really need help with, or that physics is really dragging your grades down in science, and so you need a physics tutor. Or English has always been a subject that you struggle with because you prefer numerical subjects, and so you need a little bit of help bumping up your English skills so that you can get a better grade. But something I want to share with you is that often when I find, having worked with many, many students, that if a student has a problem with one or two subjects, I often find that mindset is the issue. And I could even use myself as an example of this. So I didn't find maths very easy when I was at primary school. I was definitely, you know, in my year group at primary school, I went to a small village primary school, but, you know, I definitely wasn't in the top three or four in my class for maths, whereas I would have considered myself in that group for all other subjects. And all the way through secondary school, I really struggled. They didn't put me in the top set, and I was like, that kind of affected my, how I viewed my identity, because I saw myself as a top set kind of person. And I just, you know, really struggled with maths. And if I was naughty, I was naughty in maths. So I'd chat through the lesson and all that kind of thing, because I didn't value the subject and it didn't kind of contribute to my sense of self-esteem. However, you know, I remember I was predicted a C for GCSE maths. And that for me was just like, you know, that just doesn't fit with who I see myself as. And so I really doubled down and worked hard, and I did manage to get an A in the actual exam. So a lot of the problem was that I struggled a little bit at primary school, and I let that make me believe that I wasn't a maths person. And so, of course, I continued to struggle with maths, and I didn't put the effort into maths and all that kind of thing. But it was only when I took a good hard look at myself and said, do I actually want a C as my grade in GCSE maths follow me around for the rest of my life? The answer was no. So I kind of pulled my attitude together and sorted it out so that I could get an A in the exam. And I've got a couple of examples of students who I've worked with who have experienced similar things. So a student who was in year 11, who was failing geography at the end of year 10, but he just decided to get his act together, and he came out with a grade 7, you know, and that's a massive, massive turnaround. And that was really, you know, he didn't have any tutoring or anything. He just decided that he was just going to pull himself together, and he worked all the way through the holidays, the summer holidays of year 10, and then worked really, really hard all the way through year 11 to make that happen. And another example is a year 10 student who, again, struggled with maths. And she, a bit like me, had just got this mindset, this attitude that maths wasn't for her. She found it incredibly difficult. She had a fixed mindset, basically, which is a kind of psychological state where you believe that you have a fixed ability in something, and no matter how hard you work at it, it won't make any difference. But she changed her mindset to a growth mindset, where she believed that, you know, doing work in the right way would bring her improvements and results. And she after learning about the difference between these mindsets, she started working really seriously on her maths, And suddenly she produced what her teacher called the standout paper in her post-Christmas exams. So that kind of thing just doesn't happen by accident. It happens because of a turnaround in attitude. And this particular student was already working with a private tutor, but she saw this dramatic improvement once she addressed her mindset and decided to put the independent work into the subject herself. So this student, at the time of recording, is waiting for her GCSE results. So we don't know how that's panned out. But, you know, I've known her since the beginning of year 10, and I've seen her evolving attitude and the way that she applies herself to her maths study. And, you know, she knows that it's not something she wants to take any further after her GCSEs. But she's just done what she needed to do to make sure that she didn't fail and that her maths grade wasn't embarrassing to her. So the important question to ask here is whether your child is struggling in a specific subject because of real difficulty understanding that subject, or have they developed a mental block or bad attitude about the subject. So if subject matter is the problem, then the tutor is your answer. And maybe if they have a mental block about a subject, a few sessions with a tutor can get them over it. But the most positive long-term change is going to come from working with an academic coach on their mindset. And the thing about mindset is that you might pick it up in a particular academic subject, so for example maths, but once they learn about mindset and how changing mindset can impact the outcomes, that will have a ripple effect on other subjects. And so I think it's really important to see this holistically rather than in silos of subjects, because most study skills and academic skills are applicable across subjects. There of course are specifics to specific subjects. I mean, you revise maths differently from how you would revise English, but the principles are broadly the same. So if you address the overarching issues, then you've got a solution for every subject, not just for one subject. Okay, so why might an academic coach be better than a tutor for your child? There are many reasons why an academic coach might be better for your child than a tutor, and here are some of them. So if your child is underachieving across the board and needs help with every subject, an academic coach is a better choice for you. So your academic coach will be able to teach your child to study effectively, from working with them on their motivation and mindset, to how they manage their time and which revision techniques will work for them. This will help them with every subject and turn them into more confident and independent learners for the long term. And this differs from tutoring, because tutoring sorts out one subject, whereas if your child is underachieving across the board, you need help across the board. And, you know, I don't think any family would want to be having sessions with like 10 tutors a week for all the different GCSE subjects. So it's much more time efficient and ultimately cost efficient to work with an academic coach if your child is underachieving across the board. So another reason why your child might be better to work with an academic coach is if they seem clueless about how to study or where to start to help themselves. Because an academic coach will teach them how to manage their time, how to choose which revision techniques to use, how to manage the overwhelm. And that's a big thing that I see in so many students, particularly when they come to revise. They're just overwhelmed because they don't know how to do it and they don't know where to start. And simply showing them what to do and helping them to structure it for themselves, you know, takes away the overwhelm. And they also help them to become independent and resourceful learners, which is a skill for life. You know, being independent and resourceful doesn't just apply to learning. It applies to kind of managing a project in the workplace or making something happen. You know, these are skills for life. They're not things that are just propping them up to get through an exam. So another reason why your child might be better with an academic coach is if you think the problem is more to do with attitude and motivation or mental health than anything else. This is where academic coaching seriously differs from most people in the tutoring sector. Many students come to me in states of real anxiety and overwhelm, feeling desperate and demoralised about the exams ahead. Simply by teaching them how to study and giving them strategies to cope with their fears, anxiety and stress, they become empowered and in control of their own learning. And that's just a beautiful and very, very powerful thing to see. So another reason why your child might be better with an academic coach is if you, as a parent, are struggling under the strain of supporting them through the exams. Some parents simply feel that the stress of supporting their child is too much along with all their other commitments and responsibilities. So I've had a parent come to me who was starting her own business, and she had a younger child with learning difficulties, and she just felt that she didn't have the capacity to support her daughter through her GCSEs in the way an academic coach would. We've recently started working with a young man who is one of six children, and his mum is a doctor, and she just, you know, she wants him to have that attention but knows that she is spread too thin to give it to him. So it's very possible that as a parent you may feel that you are just under too much strain in other parts of your life, or actually doing this, actually supporting your child, puts your relationship with them under too much strain. So I know a lot of parents just get very, very anxious about their children's academic performance, and it kind of brings out the worst in them, in their kind of behaviour, because of their anxiety and that kind of thing, which therefore, you know, doesn't bring out the best in their children when they're trying to get them on the right path. And the other thing that a lot of parents realised is that having a neutral voice and having someone in their child's corner will be really helpful for the whole family in the months ahead. And I cannot tell you the number of times that parents have told me that being able to say, "Lucy says," neutralizes an argument over something, because, you know, your teenager might be saying one thing, as a parent you might think they should be doing it in another way. You know, if you can see what I say or what your academic coach says, you know, that is, it just immediately neutralizes the disagreement. You just go with the expert opinion. Linked to that is needing an outside voice to help you with things like managing devices and how to study and how much to study. And if that outside voice comes from a place of logic and experience to which your child can respond, rather than emotion, which is often how it is in families, that can be so much more productive than constantly having arguments about these things. And the final point really is, if you haven't got time to drive your child to tutoring sessions or take them to a tutoring centre or whatever, all our academic coaching happens online on Zoom, so it can be done from anywhere with a video connection. No driving required. Your child just needs to log on at the right time for their coaching session. So you might be thinking, well, maybe my child has got a specific academic subject that they really need support with from a tutor, but I really like the sound of academic coaching. So, you know, do some children need an academic coach and a tutor? And the answer is yes. Many parents who work with me and my team feel that their child needs an academic coach as well as a tutor for one or two problematic subjects. And this is what one parent said. "We had an English tutor for my son last year who raised him from a 4/6 in his mocks to a 6/8 in the results. He's always been good at English, but hates it, especially the hoop jumping required by the new curriculum. He refused to watch educational videos and was turned off by the revision guides. The detailed feedback on assignments tailored to his weaknesses was invaluable. I like academic coaching for the general approach and strategies for managing goals, revision and exams, and see tutoring as supplementary for weak subjects. So I think that's a really interesting kind of point of view, that the academic coaching is a general approach for managing strategies and goals, whereas the tutoring is kind of has that laser approach onto the weaker subject. So I just like to share my personal view. So I've worked as a geography tutor and as an academic coach since I stopped being a geography teacher in schools. And it's my personal view that academic coaching has a great deal more to offer, particularly over the long term, than private tutoring. So, and this is because I've seen my coaching clients really develop as human beings, as they've learned strategies that have turned them into independent, resourceful, and resilient learners. And I know that this will serve them well beyond the world of education. At the end of the day, getting your head around the finer points of cell division is only ever going to be useful in your biology exam, unless, of course, you go on to be a biological scientist. But learning how to stop yourself from procrastinating, how your mind works, and how to self-regulate is so much more valuable, not only for every subject you're studying, but for your whole life. And that's really why I stopped doing geography tutoring and I started doing academic coaching, because I believe in it far more. So, if you've enjoyed this episode and it's piqued your interest about academic coaching for your child, then I'd love you to visit the page lifemoreextraordinary.com/academic-coaching, where you can download our academic coaching brochure, which it summarizes what I shared in yesterday's podcast episode, in today's podcast episode, and then takes you through how you can sign up for academic coaching with us. So it's something you can download and print off, and really take your time to consider, share it with your child and your partner, your child's other parent, and really have a sensible, measured discussion about whether this is something that you want to explore further. And the details are in there about how you can book a call with us to see whether it really is the right path for you to go down, because we definitely want to help you to make the right decision about whether academic coaching is right for you or whether tutoring is the right for you, because the last thing we want to do is waste your time or money on something that isn't going to get you the results that you are looking for. So that conversation is all about discovering what your issues are, what your problems are, why you're coming to us. You know, are you coming to us to kind of prevent problems from happening down the road, or you know, you're already experiencing problems and you want to sort them out so that your child can achieve that academic potential. And, you know, we will give you an honest answer, yes, if we are sure that we can help you. And in most cases, we can. But we will say no if we don't think we're the right fit for you. And if we can, we'll refer you on to somebody else who would be a better fit. Okay, I hope that's answered all your questions about the differences between academic coaching and tutoring. Do come on over to lifemoreextraordinary.com/academic-coaching and download that brochure if you're interested. But all it remains for me to say today is thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.